It's 9:27 on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell. And joining us now on the phone is violinist, educator, and advocate for Canadian music, Amy Hillis. Good morning, Amy. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Jean. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. From where are we speaking with you?
I am in Toronto.
Oh, you're in Toronto.
Yes, apartment, exactly.
Great, in your apartment. Well, swell. So, Amy, just let me finish with your an introduction because I want people to know about you. Amy is the newly appointed artistic director of the Women's Musical Club of Toronto's signature concert series, Music in the Afternoon. Now, Amy's going to be curating the 26-27 season, marking the 129th year. Isn't that amazing, of this historic organization? Amy also appears as a performer next week on March 5th at Walter Hall in the Edward Johnson Building at the U of T with the VC2 Cello Duo in a concert titled Chamber Music for Strings by great composers old and new. Amy, welcome to Classical Mornings.
Thanks so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
And congratulations on your appointment as Artistic Director of Music in the Afternoon. Can you tell us what this role means to you personally and artistically?
Well, it's definitely an honor. I mean, to be a part of an organization that's almost 130 years
old
now.
Right? Amazing.
And was started by women in 1898 as a place to promote and encourage the study of music in Toronto. Not only that, it features Canadian music, Canadian musicians, a new Canadian composition every single year.
Oh, great.
And it supports emerging artists. So it's all the things that I hope I stand for. And now I have a privilege of working with this organization that has had that mission for 130 years.
Have you performed for the organization before, Amy?
No, this will actually be my first time next week.
Right.
And in fact, that concert was coincidentally booked before I became artistic director. So it's quite a lovely serendipitous event. And
Oh, nice.
I'm really excited to be able to bring my violin next week and wear that hat.
Oh, beautiful. Now, how do you see your experiences as a performer shaping the programming you curate?
Great question. I think I have an understanding from the performer's perspective of, first of all, what is important to the artists that we invite.
Yes.
And what it is that they would like to program. And then how, now from my role as artistic director, how that coordinates and lines up with what the WMCT, Women's Musical Club of Toronto, would like to present and what our audiences would like to hear. And so it's nice to not just have one perspective, but multiple. Mm-hmm. I also think as a performer, because I've dedicated my whole life to music and performing music,
yes,
I understand and have a passion for the power of enjoying live music together.
Mm.
So my whole artistic vision, and this is not different from maybe what has previously been done with this particular series, but my whole idea of these Music in the Afternoon concerts is to create an oasis for people as an opportunity to unplug, quiet our thoughts, and embrace that which makes us human.
Lovely.
And if we can do just a little bit of that 2 hours on one Thursday afternoon, five times a year, then we're all better off.
Now, as an artistic director, how does that and will that inform your playing as a violinist?
That's a great question. So next week, yes, I have been thinking a lot about how this concert is not just about me presenting a concert as a violinist, but also showing what I stand for as an artistic director.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, we have a real mix of repertoire. And again, this is not really different from what this duo and I would normally program, but we're doing it in a way that is also showing what this whole series, in my opinion, should promote. So, for example, we have a world premiere by Matt Brubeck, who is a Toronto-based composer.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a son of Dave Brubeck.
Right.
So for those of you who might know some jazz, he comes from a very esteemed lineage of jazz musicians,
mm-hmm.
but then he's also a classical cellist himself. So he knows both worlds, he knows both musical styles, and then he wrote this piece for the three of us that navigates that intersection. And so it's a really funky, fun piece of music. And I like the fact that we've added this world premiere to this program to show our whole ensembles, but also my individual belief in Canadian music and how we should promote and share it with new audiences.
Mm-hmm. Now, Matt Brubeck, I mean, he's got just so well informed growing up in a musical household. What about yourself?
I grew up in a household that just valued music as we value learning new languages,
sure.
as we value sports, as we value just being all around well-rounded people who have different outlets and different ways of expressing ourselves. Mm. I didn't grow up with parents who were musicians. One of my mother was a doctor, my father was a professor of religious studies, but both of them just understood the power of music and the importance of having a music education.
Yes,
and I think it kind of took everyone by surprise when I decided to be a professional musician, but at the same time, I only received support from my family.
And also, you learn a great deal about work ethic with the role models you had in your life.
For sure. And you learn how something that becomes rewarding in your life and becomes very impactful doesn't come for free.
No.
So it requires you running up against difficulty. And then how do you manage that difficulty? How do you get past it?
Sure.
Frankly, playing the violin is really hard. And
I know,
especially when you're 11 years old, it seems like pretty silly. Like, why would I practice? Why would I do this? Until you really get to a point where you can understand what that music can do for others and how it can be very empowering, it's quite a difficult thing to do. And so you have to really persevere and understand and trust in the process.
So when you were 11 years old, who told you to do that?
My parents.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. There it is.
And
there
that's
it is.
Not because they were musicians, and that's not because they understood that I could be a successful professional musician by any means, but it's just because that's what they did in their world, and that's frankly what you do in sport and anything else
sure.
that is important but requires hard work.
Yeah, and it expands your world, doesn't it?
Absolutely,
yeah.
And I'm so grateful to have this outlet of how to express myself and how to relate to other human beings. I mean, I think we forget that art is really a conduit for connection and relating to people who have come before us
yes.
and other generations. Mm-hmm. And we can do this through music.
Mm-hmm. And storytelling.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we should talk about VC2 Cello Duo. Who are they? Where are they from?
Yeah, so Brian Holt and Amal Arulanandam are both Toronto-based cellists.
Great.
And they have been here almost their entire lives, with a small exception of when the three of us were students at McGill University.
Okay.
And I, in fact, played in a string quartet with Brian when I was there. But basically, they came back to Toronto after their studies in Montreal, and they started this duo. And they've been performing for 10 years together,
lovely.
Not just in Toronto, but across the country,
nice.
As part of this VC2 cello duo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I basically one day said, hey, could we do some stuff with violin? And we contacted some friends who composed music, and they wrote some pieces for us. So that's one violin and two cellos, which is a very irregular instrumentation. And
yes.
we've created a bit of a repertoire, and we continue to add to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we continue to perform together.
And so I might be missing something here, but what does VC stand for?
Yeah, VC is a common abbreviation for cello, because the full name of cello is actually violin cello.
Yes, yes.
So often in a score, you'll see VC, and that means cello.
Yes.
So we've got VC, two cellos, VC, two cello duo.
Lovely, lovely. It just dawned on me as I was even asking the question.
No
wait
trouble.
A second.
I'm sure more people have that question.
Right. Tell us more about the repertoire that you'll be playing.
So it's a real mix, and it's going to be featuring composers that people probably already know, people like Bach,
yep,
Beethoven, and then it's also featuring some composers that people may or may not know who are contemporary composers and really have their own language.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of Toronto-based composers, such as Fiola Evans. She's an incredible cellist originally from Toronto, and she wrote a piece for VC2 Cello Duo that they'll play.
Mm.
And then as a trio, we're also going to be performing a piece by Andrew Stanland, who's a composer in Newfoundland, called Fly With Crows. And you'll hear lots of bird-like, maybe not melodious bird-like, but very sort of like pecking sounds that build into this fiddly groove at the end.
Nice.
And so it's a lot of fun grooves. That might be a really good way to sum up the program.
Oh, it sounds good to me. And I want to thank you so much for talking with us this morning. Have fun and congratulations on everything that's happening in your life.
Thanks so much, Jean. I really appreciate the time today.
It's our absolute pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Music in the Afternoon continues on March 5th at 1:30 p.m. at Walter Hall, Edward Johnson Building, U of T. The concert Chamber Music for Strings by great composers old and new features Amy Hillis with VC2 Cello Duo. A pre-concert talk with Dr. Emma Schneidecker begins at 12:15. But for more information, visit in capital letters wmct.on.ca.